onto the stories that come out in the media and the fear that connotes for them. Right, recently, there's been some stories about the amount of bullets that the American police forces are getting. And they're actually ordering more bullets, substantially more bullets than the Department of Defense. The whole Department of Defense has been ordering less bullets than the United States police forces have recently. And there's a lot of scary implications to that. And people are screaming, yelling about it, freaking out, going nuts, the whole kit and shaboodle. And I'm just sitting there and I'm going, man, I can't listen to this. You know, I gotta turn this off. It's too much fear, too much anger, too much upsetness. I can't stand it. I'd rather listen to the Vinnie Eastwood show. This show's like it evolves past that sort of thing. It's like, yes, I know that I'm going to die. Yes, I know that I'm completely screwed. Yes, I know that they're trying to destroy every single freedom that I ever had in my entire existence and exterminate like 90% plus of the population, and that they've got GMOs everywhere, and that aspartame's in everything, and that fluoride's in all the water, and you get chlorine gas when you have your showers. I know. Do you see me being worried, though? Heck no! I ain't worried, because I know that I'm screwed anyway. What I am instead intent on, focused on doing, is talking about this stuff for those people who already know about it, preaching to the choir, as it were, to help you be like me and not really have a shaking incident where you're freaking out and losing grip on reality and losing grip on your sanity. Okay? That's the purpose of this show. Once you learn this information, once you get past the fear part of it, you don't want to be afraid anymore and you want to just learn how to deal with it, that's when you'll start listening to this show. Okay? This is the abridged version of a truther counseling session. All right? You may be lying down on a couch, you may be sitting in a chair, or you may be listening from your smartphone in some park that's real close to your house, because the government provides free Wi-Fi for people, but not housing for you. Okay? This is the place where you can have some fun, call in, and talk about whatever you like. For example, my first caller of the evening, Elizabeth. Welcome to the program.
Hello, my friend. I thought I would jump in here while you're waiting for your guest reconnection. First off, I wanted to say what a fabulous interview you had yesterday, and that is so high on my list to get that word out to the planet that, you know, they are intentionally making us so stupid we can't look at something as blatant as the whole, you know, September 11th trauma and not see that it's, you know, as your guest is saying, just total malarkey. But I think drilling that point that, you know, just you've got to stay healthy. The aspartame is preventing neurons from firing. It's making everybody fat. Anyway, that was my first point. I just wanted to say what a great job you did.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, it's the interesting thing about aspartame, you know. It prevents your neurons from firing, but it doesn't prevent morons who legalized it from getting fired. You know what I'm saying? I have this great fear, Elizabeth, that people will stop wanting to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's this much and that much and so on and so forth, that you think, nah, I've learned enough. I don't want to know anymore. I'm okay now.
Yeah, and the only place I differed from your guest from yesterday, the doctor, is she really felt it was money and political, and I absolutely believe in my heart that they know what they're doing, that, you know, there's a KFC popping up on every corner for the bad food, the aspartame is in everything. that was shoved down everybody's throats. It was to make them stupid. We've got, whatever, 40,000 cell phone towers, you know, per state, beaming out, you know, low-frequency range to make people more sedated, and then the pharmaceuticals, and it's just, it's a complete and total onslaught on the human being, where they are so cubicalized and stressed that they can't make those decisions. But anyway, all that health part aside, I think that is one pillar of it. And exactly as your guest is saying, that the other pillar is, you know, we do need some intervention. It's bad in the U.S. I don't know if the rest of the world is aware of that, but, you know, it isn't, you know, we're incarcerated over here. And unless the veterans and the inside military, you know, do a few strategic things, I'm not seeing that element being helped.
Mm-hmm. And it's true what you say, and I have disagreements with my guests from time to time about certain issues, but I don't make those disagreements public, because what you do is you try and find the points that you agree upon and agree upon them, because the points that you disagree upon, you could argue till the cows come home, and basically it's just not their time to accept that information yet. I mean let's face facts here. None of us are robots. We can't just be reprogrammed and suddenly accept a new program, can we? It takes a little bit of time, kind of like a like a relationship with your own thoughts and minds, very similar to a relationship you have with somebody of the opposite sex. You may not agree on everything and things like that, but at the end of the day, if you're willing to just keep talking and keep accepting and keep trying to see it from another person's point of view, eventually you get along.
You're absolutely correct, and that was no diss at all. She is out there in the public, and she is backed by scientific studies, and her whole, she's, you know, just got all the information in place. And I think it would be, you know, going one step too far for her to have said that this was all very calculated. Now, we, being the outers of scumbaggery, as they say, I guess, in New Zealand, that we can say, I think it was a big, you know, overall plan, you know, to put like 18 prongs together and point them at humanity.
What's the point of which you stop talking about it and start doing something about it? You know, this is what everybody seems to wonder. And I don't know. I think it's just about kicking yourself into action. Any moment could be that moment. So when you do it, it's perfect.
Yeah, I think there's going to have to be a number of, like I said, fronts on this. There's got to be a little bit of intervention, because there's just such a control system in place. People just aren't even aware of, you know, the prison systems that they've got ready and waiting, and, you know, how, you know, and we all say hi to our little NSA handlers who are listening intently on everything we say and putting it in our files. And, you know, there's just got to be different prongs. So there's got to be some sort of approach to that. And there's got to be what you do is trying to bring an awakening, you know, and I think there's a whole, whatever you want to call it, another dimensional deal where there's got to be people ready, if there is some sort of freak-out event, to calm the masses, to, you know, whatever, envision something different, since it seems like our bad guys are really, really bad, and that they're just operating on the lowest level. I can't even call it humanity. It's like the lowest level of earthly matter. You know, so there's got to be a flip side of that. There's just got to be some positivity out there, picturing whatever we want to happen next. If there is sort of some sort of mass, I don't want to say awakening, but at least a realization of how bad a situation we're in.
Well, that's another element that I found is quite interesting as well. Is like you put the blame on other people. Okay, like you didn't wake up. You're stupid. You're still drinking the aspartame. You're still drinking the fluoride. You're still this, that, and the other. Would it have woken us up any more to have somebody come and accuse us of doing stuff? I don't think so. That's a lot of our problem. Is it's because we know what we're talking about. We make the mistake of thinking that the people we're talking to have any idea what we're on about. You know, like my mate Will Ryan and I, we came up across these climate cultists wearing polar bear suits and getting people's signatures for the sign-on campaign. Please carbon tax us, please. It's the only way to save the environment and save the world and exterminate people at the same time. And what I found was he was going up and saying, look, yeah, just the only reason why you're doing this is because you're able to make man the enemy. And the thing is, these environmentalists don't think man's the enemy or anything like that at any intellectual level. Their practice instills that they are, in fact, anti-humanity. But whether they have any idea what they're doing, I don't think that's anything for us to say. That's nothing for us to accuse. That's something for us to inquire. Like, what do you think about humanity, bro? Do you reckon humans are a disease? You know, that's a different way of putting it. That allows that person some participation without being accused of something that they know nothing about. And you wind up having actual conversations with people. And the frustration that people get in the truth movement, I feel, is that we expect other people to pick up where we leave off. You know, you expect other people to have the same passion about it that we do, instead of just accepting the fact that it's not their time. I mean, even in that Matrix movie, for example, they talked about we never release a mind, we never free a mind once it's reached a certain age. The mind has trouble letting go. And it's just, you don't know how people are going to react. So I say experiment and walk away if it doesn't work out real well and real quickly. Somebody starts getting angry. Somebody starts, you know, getting offside, and you're just like, okay, man, cheers, see you later. And then you go on to the next person. Now, that's what I learned from sales. You don't spend your time trying to sell your product to the person who won't be convinced. You leave them, so thank them for their time, and then you go off to somebody you can help.
You are exactly correct. Oh, wise one. I'm in complete agreement, and I am past that, trying to, you know, slap someone upside the head with a brick. It just doesn't work. And I think the powers of reasoning have been greatly reduced over the last 10 to 15 years. I see that in my friends. I can't get my friends to drink filtered water. I can't convince them that, you know, holding that cell phone up against their head might not be a good thing. Or, you know, do not let your six-year-old drink the Diet Coke. It's like you said. I also have come around to the fact that maybe there's a handful out there that are just supposed to be the yippers and the shouters and the brick throwers, and that we just keep doing it until, you know, if we reach one person or 10 people, that may be enough to knock over a domino. I don't know that, but I am like you. I don't try so hard with those that just have the blinders on. And I'm with you. I just get so frustrated. It's like, what part of that little hole in the Pentagon is a plane? You know, where did the buildings go? It just goes on and on, you know, so I just like,
well, why, oh, whatever. You know why you... Here's the reason why, and I'll just capsule this up. The reason why I get frustrated is because what you're looking at is insanity, and if you try to understand insanity, you go insane from it. That's why it drives you nuts, looking at this stuff and wondering people won't get it. Because they're nuts, you shouldn't try and understand it. Get over it. We'll be right back.